This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Charlie Berman with local news and commentary for Thursday, December 31st, 2020. The instances of COVID-19 in Jefferson County are increasing gradually, with one new case added each day this week. The latest count is 220, with 33 people awaiting test results. After a week off, Health Officer Dr. Tom Locke will brief the new slate of county commissioners at 9:45 a.m. this coming Monday. You can listen in here on KPTZ. The death of a 23-year-old transient woman at the Jefferson County Fairgrounds was not a homicide, according to reports in both the Peninsula Daily News and the Port Townsend Leader. Her cause of death is as yet undetermined, pending the results of a toxicology screenings, which can take several months to complete due to a lab backlog, according to County Coroner James Kennedy. Her autopsy was conducted by the King County Medical Examiner. Anyone with information about the deceased or circumstances of her death is asked to contact Detective John Stewart at the Port Townsend Police Department at 360-344-9752. Ironically, the story in the Peninsula Daily News noted that Stewart could not be reached for comment on Wednesday. The race to Alaska is canceled this year, although the sponsoring Northwest Maritime Center is offering an acceptable socially distanced alternative. In a web posting, race boss Daniel Evans announced the establishment of the Washington 360 race, a 360-mile course between what he calls the best and worst conditions that Washington waters have to offer. Even if it's half the distance of the race to Alaska, it's the longest race of its kind in Washington and, much like its Alaskan counterpart, does not allow engines and relies on human and wind power to run the course, which begins and ends in Port Townsend. Counterclockwise along the edges of COVID-allowable travel from Port Townsend through Port Ludlow, Olympia, Tacoma, Seattle, Oak Harbor, Anacortes, Bellingham, Point Roberts, and back to Port Townsend. Participants have 2 weeks to complete the course. They are allowed to stop as long as they stay COVID safe. They can carry an engine, but will be disqualified if they start it up. The COVID-19 path is unpredictable, with no way to know where things will stand during the regular June race time. It certainly won't be back to normal, and chances are that travel between the United States and Canada will not be an option. That the majority of the race takes place in Canadian waters was a factor in the cancellation. Accordingly, Canadians may not participate in this year's race. Washington 360 begins on June 17th. Registration begins on January 15th. For more information, visit the Northwest Maritime Center webpage. Governor Jay Inslee announced a one-week extension of the Stay Safe, Stay Healthy proclamation, along with the statewide restrictions imposed. The extension of the statewide restrictions now expires on January 11th. 2021. No changes were made in the proclamation other than the expiration date. The proclamation forbids indoor dining, movie theaters, museums, fitness centers, and any other so-called non-essential indoor businesses. An updated reopening plan is under development and will be announced when it's complete. Washington State has been under a state of emergency since February 29th. The state fire marshal's office has issued a reminder about the legal discharge of fireworks as we head into New Year's holiday. Per the statute, fireworks can be legally purchased before 11 p.m. today. You will need to check your local listings for availability. Fireworks are prohibited within the Port Townsend city limits. In the rest of the county, they may only be discharged from 6 p.m. tonight until 1 a.m. Friday, 1 hour into the new year. So it's like a lot of things in 2020 where the hassle might not be worth the reward. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon Monday through Saturday and at 5 p.m. Monday through Thursday. You can contact us through news at kptz.org. This is Charlie Berman. Thank you for listening and stay safe as we pass into 2021.